I'm Ben.
I'm Barry.
And this is
Two Beers
and a Microphone.
Microphone.
You, why do you always fuck that part up?
Hello, BMers.
Hello.
So, how are you doing, Barry?
I'm okay. I'm not too bad. I think that recouping a little bit here.
Is that right?
Getting back into the swing of the podcasting world.
You're just a swinging dick, dude.
like a pendulum. A pendulum is swinging dick.
Perhaps it is the world that swings and not your dick.
Maybe, but I don't like to think of it that way.
So what are you drinking this week?
Well, I happen to go into the fridge, blindly pull out a Mike's Hard Pink Lemonade.
Really? That's kind of an effeminate drink there. I mean, it's pink, for shit's sake.
Well, you know, many of my my 9-to-5 coworkers would tell you that I wear a lot of pink. I wear a lot of pink, Benji. I embrace it.
Wow, that's
I call
that's
it
fantastic.
Salmon, but
salmon, huh? It's not pink. It's salmon.
It's salmon.
I see. Well, no, enjoy that pink drink you got there. I'm drinking the Magic Hat Winter Seasonal, which is a little weird because we're very close, if not at the summer mark. And I'm drinking the Winter Seasonal. It is the Howl.
Howl!
Yes. Yeah. And it's got a very, very strange label. It's basically like, you know, Big Brother is watching kind of label. Yeah. And it's got a clock in it. And I'm not sure. The fact that it says, you know, 2 minutes to midnight is a little weird. So I'm not sure what that means, because certainly it's got a cityscape that you would not find that in Vermont.
It looks like a post-apocalyptic. It looks like a
looks
that Jesus
Mike's
Christ.
Lemonade has really hit you hard, huh?
It looks like a
post-apocalyptic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aluminium. Yeah, never mind. Like some words I can't say in
post-apocalyptic.
Fuck it.
That's all right.
Anyway, that's
what. And you're the radio
like.
Guy of the two of us. You're the radio guy.
But whenever I was in radio, and my program directors could attest, there were times that I would have to record the weather phone.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, there was always a sponsor that I could not say easily.
Properly, yes.
It would, you know, it was like three consonants in a row. And I would have to record that before I left every night at 10 o'clock. Well, oftentimes it'd be 10:30 and I was still... I would fucking record 30 different... And after every time I fucked up, I had to erase. Because in radio, you have these things that look like 8-tracks. Anyone out there under the age of 40 has no idea what an 8-track is.
Right.
But they have these...
It's like a giant tape.
Basically. And it's called... We call them carts in the business. And these carts, to erase them, you have to, you know, run them over this electromagnetic field.
Yes.
It's called a cart erasers. You brrr, and you erase it. And then you can
read. And erases all at once.
Because basically sound is recorded onto cassette tape using magnetic resonance.
You just made that up.
I did, but that's okay. It's
magnetic resonance. There's no such thing.
So when you flush the magnet over, it erases the cart, and boom, you're back in business. So
is that how our hard drive works as well?
It very well must be. But I worked at a company once that if you ran the vacuum by it, you sometimes would wipe the hard drives.
A vacuum.
Well, that's what they told me anyways. So they were like, don't vacuum by the computers. Because we one time lost our entire database.
Cart system, yes. Because of vacuuming.
Apparently.
Because it sucked the electromagnetic whatever resonance off of the tape. That sounds like they were razzing you, dude.
Well, they were really fucking jerks. So.
Were they really? Fuck them. Retards.
I left them and...
They didn't leave you. You left them.
I did actually leave them, yeah.
How about that?
I handed my keys.
As he's drinking his pink lemonade. very nice.
I don't care for it.
No?
I like the color, but I don't.
How about that? You don't care for it. Well, you know, I think it's a perfect summer drink. Maybe you're missing a hamburger along with it.
Yeah. Well, what's nice is that they're supporting breast cancer research, which is nice.
That is nice. Yes, very nice, a pink drink, supporting breast cancer awareness.
Well, it's much like the NFL. You know,
have you ever noticed? There's far more shit out there about breast cancer than there is prostate cancer. Nobody wants to talk about prostate cancer, but there is tons of money that's being raised for tit cancer.
Yeah, but so I mean, tit can cancer, you imagine the ad campaign?
We don't care if dudes fucking die. If we lose the titties, we lose all meaning in our life.
I kind of agree with that, Benji. Not to be a complete male chauvinist.
All right. But I'm not saying that guys can't get breast cancer either.
I've heard of
girls that. Really can't get prostate cancer. It'd I'm just saying. To. They but, have no prostate with which to get cancer
well, the,
from.
Well, the problem is that guys don't like having fingers up their asses.
What?
I don't particularly care for going having
how did this
that
go
done.
From prostate cancer to finger up your ass?
Well, because the way you test is you have to... The get doctor out. Has to stick their finger to do a prostate exam.
Get the fuck out. That's a prostate exam?
To best of my knowledge.
Holy shit. That's... So a fucking doctor's got to stick their fingers up your ass.
Yeah.
And do what?
And they have to examine to see if the prostate's swollen, which is the only place you can access it through the male anus.
Oh, my God. No.
Because you can't. Well, would you rather have them go up the urethra? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Making our male listeners out there shiver now. Have you never had the prostate exam?
I have never had a prostate exam per se.
Oh, see, I have.
Have you?
I thought it was odd. It was probably nearly 6 years ago. It was a physical, and I had the prostate exam.
And you're kidding.
I was told after the fact that typically males the age of 26 or 27, whatever I was, typically don't have that.
Right.
And I haven't had it since.
Dude, I think your doctor took advantage of you.
Well, I changed doctors shortly thereafter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've never heard anyone our age getting a prostate exam.
I've had one.
Why?
I don't know. They said they were...
I think that dude wanted to go ahead and feel you from the inside, dude. I think he was...
Well, he didn't... He wanted to. He certainly did.
I think you got a lawsuit on your hands, sir.
With the old joke, you know, doctor, why do you have both hands on my shoulders?
Just take a deep breath, son.
Can I tell you another interesting medical story I had this past year?
Please. I'm riveted.
As I was preparing... for new employment, I had actually two physicals. The first one was done by the company that was hiring me, and the second I needed to have because it's been a while since my last physical.
Right.
So I went in, and I'm sitting there waiting for my male doctor to come in, and the knock on the door, and come in to send a medical student, who was a female.
You're shitting me.
And she was fairly good looking. So she comes in, and so she's...
All right. Immediately, I'm already all ears here.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, so she comes in and she gives me the spiel and she gives me the once over.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, he gives me the once over. Well, as the exam I think is wrapping up,
mm-hmm.
There's been no genital contact yet, and I've been like, well, thank God. You know, I don't want that.
Well, right,
because who likes that? And that's not my favorite part.
No,
the whole hernia thing. And I thought, well, maybe it's because she's here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so he excuses her.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he says to me, well, not all of a sudden, he says to me, you know, now we're going to do the genital exam. Do you mind if again, this is a teaching experience, because that's why she's a medical student, would you mind if I checked you out and then have her come in and have her check you out? And...
What did you say?
I said, that would be okay.
You sick bastard.
So, well, I didn't want her to feel bad. I mean, I didn't want her to think that I didn't want her
seriously?
Touching my junk.
Oh, man.
So he
prepped you, and she finished you off.
So, no, he did it. He gave me the once-over,
mm-hmm.
And then he kind of explained to her how to do it. So I'm guessing there have been a lot of people that had said no, but I don't understand why. Because again, it wasn't
statistically,
like
statistically, maybe not. I mean, maybe you were literally the first one.
It's possible. So, so she, I can say,
did you get a Woody?
No, I was so concerned. I was really worried.
You were worried that you'd get
away. Well, not because, you know, not, I mean, I'm sure that it happens, but again, you know, I mean, I'm...
Part of being a medical student is seeing that shit and just going, can't take offense, you know?
So I had to stand there with my shirt pulled up, my pants around my my ankles, and I'm just standing there.
Take a deep breath, cough, and she's walking around,
and she's just cupping my balls.
She cupped your balls.
She said, how'd that feel? And I said... How the fuck do I answer that?
How did that feel?
So I came home, and of course, because I'm Mr. Guilty Conscience, the first thing I said to my wife was, "So, I you're not the only woman that's ever touched my balls.
How about that?"
And yeah, and she I guess she was fine with it. I don't know.
How about that? That's super super fantastic.
Yeah. So
now I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I did have an experience with, you know, it was not somebody cupping my balls, but okay. I did have an experience with a young and rather attractive medical student who was checking out a body rash that I had.
Okay.
Now, this was not as a result of any STDs that I may have gotten. This was actually the end of a very weird virus that I had, and it ended just in a, you know, rather sustained body rash. So, in sitting down, in walks this medical student who says, you know, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." And the nurse practitioner comes in and says, "Do you mind if she checks you out?" And I said, "Well, that's fine." So she's checking me out, and she says, "Okay, can you lift up your shirt?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Okay." And then she proceeds to get really close to my chest, which was a bit concerning because, of course, it's, you know, near my face, and I'm looking down, and she's just studying my skin. And then she just, without any gloves or anything else, she just takes her hand, starts rubbing it across my chest and saying, "How does that feel?" And I'm thinking to myself, what? How does that feel? Does that feel warm? No. Does it feel smooth to the touch? Your hands? Yeah. I guess. She goes, "Okay. And she's just making these sort of interested sounds. And I'm thinking to myself, how do I get around this? So I said, "Look, am I going to be able to pass this around?" She goes, "Well, I don't know. Why do you ask?" I said, "Because, well, I have a hot date tonight with my wife, and I really need to get going on it." She's like, "What? I have a hot date with my wife. I really want to." "Oh," she says. And I keep mentioning, like, my wife. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, totally, totally." And then she gets, like, on the down low, because I use the word hot, right? So she's like, "Yeah, you can totally fucking lick this." And I'm like,
"Whoa.
What?" She's like, "You know, the rash, you'll totally get over it, dude." I'm like, "Are you trying to relate to me on that, you know, kid, like, we're all, like, kids thing?"
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm, like, probably 15 years her senior.
Sure.
And I am not interested in, you know, now that I have my shirt off and she's rubbing my chest and everything, I'm not interested in having a, you know, a peer-to-peer conversation with her. I'm sure if we were out at a party or something like that, I might, you know, break it down for her or whatever. Yeah. But there's no particular reason why in this sort of vulnerable state I should be, like, relating to her.
No,
right?
No.
So, I don't know. I think sometimes student, student doctors or whatever the fuck they're called, interns.
Interns, sure.
I think they lose their way. I think they lose their professionals, and they find it somewhere, but...
We hope.
We hope, yeah. The otherwise, there's a big fat lawsuit waiting for them at the other end of their career.
Interesting, Benji.
Just a little something about me. So what have you got for us this week?
Well, I have a little thing I was thinking about. A new segment called The Missionary Position.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's kind of a lame name, but basically...
No, not at all.
I was listening to another comedian. And when I say another, I really shouldn't, because we're not comedians, but we like to think we are. But
no, we're not. We're just two beers and a microphone.
And I was listening to the comedian Greg Proops. Are you familiar with Greg Proops?
No.
He's a comedian. I always thought he was gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, from California. And he was on he used to do on the show Whose Line Is It Anyways, the improv show.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He had the glasses, the kind of poofy hair.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly effeminate. Anyway, so he's a comedian, and he has a podcast, and I was listening to, because I'm, again, ripping off bits. And he does a bit where he reads FAQs, or frequently asked questions.
Mm.
He reads the question of like what a person might be asking, and then he inserts his comedic answer as opposed to the company's.
Well, yes, that sounds very yes. Okay.
So I thought, why not do a direct ripoff? But I thought if we read Fortune 500 companies' mission statements, and then we could insert our own, interjection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for the BP mission statement. I couldn't find it.
No. Apparently they don't have a mission statement.
They have no soul.
A search for more money.
Why would they have a mission statement if they have no soul?
Mm.
Regardless, I found a couple here. The first one I came around, and they're in alphabetical order, so we can kind of search if we want to, Benji.
All right.
First one I came around is the Family Dollar Store.
Ooh.
I find it amazing that they're a Fortune 500 company. I mean, a dollar a pop doesn't seem like a great way to kind of grow a business, but apparently they're the Fortune 500.
That's a hell of a business model.
So their mission statement is such: for our customers, a compelling place to shop. A fucking compelling place to shop at a dollar store? A
compelling place to shop.
What?
Hmm.
By providing convenience and low prices for our associates, a compelling place to work, by providing exceptional opportunities and rewards for achieving, for our investors, a compelling place to invest by providing outstanding returns. I look and go, and grammatically, that's all over the fucking place.
Right.
But a compelling, I would not look at the Family Dollars and say compelling.
I would point to that, and any junk that I got from them, I would return it. Of course, that's not what they mean by returns, but I would point out their mission statement to them and say, now give me my money back, motherfucker. I want my 99 cents back.
Jesus.
For this plastic thing that didn't last 2 seconds.
And looking,
I've never gotten anything compelling from the Family Dollar Store. I just want to put the
I think I got out. Herpes once.
Yeah.
That was pretty compelling.
Pretty sure. From an employee or from an object that
through.
You... Just what?
You ever get that feeling when you walk into a place and you go, I don't want to get anything in this place. But apparently, that was one thing I was concerned about.
That's fantastic. All right,
so let's see what else we have here. Microsoft.
Hmm.
Let's see what Microsoft has to say.
Yes, please.
At Microsoft, we work to help people and businesses throughout the world realize their full potential. This is our mission. Everything we do reflects this mission and the values that make it possible. Now, it sounds nice.
Recognize your potential.
To me, it sounds like it's like a self-help company.
Well, I would really like them to recognize my potential. They have not yet done so.
Yeah, I mean, they sell us a lot of cool software, but...
No, it's actually not that cool anymore.
Well, no, actually, I switched over to... I don't even use... anything that has to do with their, you know, I switched from Internet Explorer, which a lot of Microsoft products work off, to Mozilla Firefox because I was having a hard time doing anything.
Well, you know, I don't. Microsoft used to be Big Brother, and now it's Little Brother, thanks to Apple, which you know, I'm not sure has a better mission statement than they do. But I will say this. I have not yet been recognized for my potential.
No.
My true potential.
Not through Microsoft.
Not by Microsoft.
No. Absolutely.
And I want to see those bastards give me a fucking certificate or something. Congratulations. You could be a fucking janitor somewhere. You could do that.
With the help of our software, which again...
Not with the help of our software. They didn't say anything about that.
No, that's true. They didn't.
Your potential through our software.
That's true. That you're absolutely right.
I want to be recognized, motherfucker, for what I could do.
Yeah.
That's not going to be that much. It's going to be a pretty short statement. But I want to be recognized for it nonetheless. All right, so give me another one.
Bill Gates, watch out. We're coming. The last one here. Let's go with this. The Walt Disney Company.
Walt Disney Company.
So I'm assuming that anything Disney related... The mission of the Walt Disney Company is to be one of the world's leading producers and providers of entertainment and information. information. Using our portfolio of brands to differentiate our content, services, and consumer products, we seek to develop the most creative, innovative, and profitable entertainment experiences and related products in the world.
So they're hoping to be number one in
content, services, and consumer products.
See, that's you know, that's bullshit. It's like,
yeah,
I hope to be number one in communication and development. And, you know, these are powerfully benign words that don't fucking mean anything.
I concur.
So there's nothing concrete there.
No,
but they want to be number one in it.
Yeah, well,
clearly.
I really think these companies should come up with better mission statements. I mean, what, Benji?
What's our mission
statement? What is our mission statement? To not cough on the microphone is mine.
Well, that's a good mission statement. I would like to throw that out to our viewers. If you have an idea of the mission statement we should have, and we're open to just about any mission statement, sure, please email us at 2b1m@gmail.com. And, ooh, wait, I'm sorry. It is not 2b1m. Scratch that. It is 2b1m email at gmail.com. 2b1m email at gmail.com. And we will go ahead. I'll just say it right now. We will, given the fact that we only get, you know, normally one or two emails a week, we will probably just go with your mission statement. And if you think that we should have something powerfully benign, we'll go with that. But if you think that it should be something like we believe that we should be generally annoying and you know, drunk most weeks, we can do that for you. We'll adopt anything. We are mission statement whores, and we will adopt anything you come up with.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I would only have one stipulation.
Okay,
that it must be serious in nature. You know, I don't want one about, you know, choking down pickles. You know, I want something serious. I want somebody to give me something that anyone would adopt.
Okay.
Something serious, you know.
So take maybe the examples we gave and put a 2B1M spin on it.
Yeah. Like, right. Choke holding seal pups.
Ah.
We can make that happen.
We could. We could.
But you gotta give us a little credit here. You gotta make it, you know, compelling.
Okay.
You have to make it more than just meets the eye.
I can
like
go
Transformers.
With that.
Just like Transformers.
I don't have an oscillating fan, or I would pretend to do the, you know. You know when you talk into an oscillating fan? You're
yes.
Not supposed to really. It makes it sound like the
Is that right? Is that what you did as a little kid? Is that why your face is all fucked up?
I'm missing half my tongue. I have no eyelashes, no eyebrows.
Shit, man.
Well,
if I had known, I would have just given you a fucking microphone and a synthesizer. It'd be much safer for you.
I really think that's probably how they did it, wasn't with a microphone and a synthesizer. I don't think they were talking to an oscillating
probably
fan.
Probably not talking to an oscillating fan, at least not while it was turning like you jackass. I am your
yeah. I mean, the first time my tongue got, you know, it caused quite a stir in my household. Thank God it wasn't anything else.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So, something interesting happened to me this week.
Okay, do tell.
I decided to change religions.
Ah.
It's true. I was what I consider to be a born-again Buddhist.
Okay.
And which is pretty, I mean, it's pretty condemning. It's pretty condemning of all those that want.
Okay.
It's not something I'm proud of.
So you were a born-again Buddha.
I was a born-again Buddhist.
Okay.
But now I really kind of think that I really should adopt more of a philosophy that's sort of a mix between Catholicism and Al-Qaeda.
So you want a religion that mixes Catholicism
yeah.
and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. So just hear me out on this.
Okay.
All right. So if I could, what I would do is I would form my religious basis around condemning and trying to get rid of that which is American, but then not really wanting to do so and just kind of sitting there. I think wanting to do something and then not doing anything about it, I think that's compelling to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So sure. Something like, I don't know, what would be a good mix between, you know, Methodists and Al-Qaeda? Something like American Baptists, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It's just that nice mix of really wanting to do something and then just not doing it and sitting there on your ass. Now, for those American Baptists out there that are listening, if you're offended by that, I do apologize. Listening. No. They're not listening. Okay.
I don't believe so.
Because we make fun of Canadians.
We
and,
skew more Episcopalian here.
Well, that's true. Methodists, those bastards. But I think I have a right to say, you know, in the home of the free, the land of the brave.
Of course.
I hate America, but I'm not willing to do anything about it.
It's a great social commentary, Benji.
I think it should be.
Yeah.
You know, so that's to all Americans, but I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to just.
Yeah.
You know.
You're basically there for the wafer.
I'm here for the wafer. I'm there for the.
Wafer and the hate.
The wafer. I don't want to do anything about it, though. I just want to sit there on my ass. So, you know, the closest thing I have to that representation is really American Baptist. So if you're American Baptist out there and you really, you know, you're finding great offense to that, I apologize and I just ask you to forgive me.
Well, that's kind of the motto of all religions is forgiveness. So I think that they have to, don't they?
I think they would.
They're required by...
bastards. You have to
Catholic
forgive
Catholic and Al-Qaeda law to Suckers. Forgive and want to kill you at the same time.
They're just the perfect mix.
Well, this has been fun. Would you like a little bit of little news before we mosey
Please.
Out? Okay. I have a little story here that I thought was kind of funny. And this is from a website that has all kinds of cool... It's called FARC.com. And basically, this gives you a bunch of different news outlets all together. This is from Snooze on 6. And this is apparently in Oklahoma. a Cushing man was run over by the van he was trying to push downhill early Saturday morning just southeast of the Ripley City in Payne County. Troopers say 52-year-old Bernard Everett Hawking was taken to Cushing Regional Hospital in stable condition with arm and leg and internal injuries. Hawking was pushing his 1999 Ford Ecoline van downhill on the eastbound shoulder of State Highway 33 at 6:43 this morning, yesterday morning. When the vehicle started gaining speed, Hawking tried to jump into the vehicle as it entered the roadway, according to a report by Trooper Coleman Parker of the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Hawking was caught under the vehicle and run over by the left rear tire. The van continued to cross the across
Please,
the
continue.
Roadway and went through a fence on the westbound side of the highway. His condition at the time of the accident was apparently normal, and the cause of the collision is listed as pedestrian action. I think it really should be listed as what the fuck.
There's a Darwin Award out there for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, why do you know, downhill? I mean, gravity would push the car downhill. You need to just kind of do like a scooter, kind of, you know, push with one leg, then get in and close the door. You don't need to push the fucking van down the hill. It's going to go on its own.
Well, you would think.
Yeah, so I don't understand, but that was from Oklahoma's News at 6, and I think that is a pretty good place to leave it here, Benji. Don't you think? I mean, a man runs himself
over.
So
fuck you, Oklahomans. Fuck you hard.
Yeah. And Mr. Hawking, we hope that you get out of the hospital soon so you can, push your lawnmower from the bottom up, you know, while it's running.
Please, while it's running.
Or maybe you should clean the... Maybe I should say he should clean the blades while it's running.
That's probably his own tongue.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out, BMers.